This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:46 on your Monday morning. A lot of folks really tired from 4 days out at the Jazz Fest. Keith Spira, I'm assuming, in that number. Reporter for NOLA.com, Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate, covering entertainment here in New Orleans. Morning, Keith.
Good morning. Yes, I am in that number of folks that are a little bit exhausted.
Well, that's why we scheduled you near the end of the show, so that we wouldn't be calling you at 6 a.m., because we've heard no way Keith's going to be up that early on the Monday after the first weekend
correct.
Of Jazz Fest.
You were correct, yes.
Who wowed the crowds in weekend number one? Who were the highlights?
Well, if you're talking numbers, Lil Wayne had the biggest crowd of the entire festival, with Dave Matthews Band being a close second. The Thursday and Friday crowds were light, I think surprisingly so, maybe. So if I was a festival producer, I was probably pretty relieved at the crowds that showed up on Saturday and Sunday. But yeah, I got to say, I mean, one of my favorites of the weekend was Kacey Musgraves on that first Friday. She basically installed a garden on the festival stage. She had all this greenery. She brought in some of her own spotlights that she had on the side of the stage, had these very impressive fog machines that were cranking out a lot of fog. So it was the most complete transformation of the main stage I'd seen since Katy Perry back in 2019. Because normally the acts just perform on the bare stage, but Katy did, and Kacey Musgraves brought in their own show, which was kind of neat to see.
Yeah, that's got to be an interesting discussion between the artists and the festival producers, because typically there's not a lot of time between acts. There's limited space. There's not a whole lot of storage. So most of the artists just kind of walk out, and they, it is what it is. It's not their concert. It's part of the fest. But some of the artists really do want to make it much more of their personality.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, Kacey Musgraves, a lot of her music is kind of mellow. So to put it in that setting, I think was really worked. It was, it was cool to see. And yeah, look, I'm a Jazz Fest traditionalist. I like the fact that everyone's equal and performs on the same bare stage. I mean, heck, the Rolling Stones, for the most part, they had their own backdrop, but it was still the bare stage. But yeah, it was kind of neat. There are all kinds of fun moments. The Lil Wayne set, a lot of people were talking about that. I think some people were surprised that Wayne was only out there for 45 minutes, but that's how the show was designed. It was kind of a star time situation where the Roots came out and played 45 minutes, and then Wayne came out and did his own 45 minutes with the band. And all the times I've seen Lil Wayne, which is a bunch, he's never performed more than an hour. That's just not what he does. So this was, like I said in the review, this was about as solid of a Lil Wayne performance as we can expect to get.
And you can read that review on NOLA.com or in The Advocate, the Times-Picayune, from Keith Spira. And I think a lot of people did expect that it was going to be a combo between the Roots and Lil Wayne the whole time. But that's typically just not what Lil Wayne does.
No, it's not. I mean, he is good for about 45 minutes to an hour. And, even when he was up on stage with the Roots, all the songs are truncated. He'd do like a verse and then the hook and then say thank you and move on to the next song, which, again, is kind of what he does, because that enables him to get through, a little bit of a lot of songs. So he probably did pieces of 24 songs over the course of that 45 minutes. But that's because, each one got like a minute and a half, 2 minutes sort of thing. And he was goofy and said wacky things and, said more bad words.
You wouldn't expect anything different, would you?
No, I mean, he was Lil Wayne. I mean, you kind of go into it expecting that, he's a trip, and he is by far the most successful rapper and one of the most successful artists of any genre that's ever come out of New Orleans. So the fact that he'd never been at the festival before was kind of amazing. But man, he pulled an enormous crowd out there. It was really impressive to see.
Yeah, so yeah, your review's strong and hearing great reviews from others. Also got some very strong reviews of Dave Matthews Band, which, you know, has a huge following and diehard fans, but even passive Dave Matthews Band's fans are telling me they were surprised at how great his set was, their set was.
Yeah, that was the band's first show of the year. They've been in New Orleans for a few days rehearsing leading up to that show. And yeah, they worked hard. I mean, you know, they're a solid band. And, you know, I said in the review that's on the front page of the Times Picayune today, you know, their songs are either very melodic or very not. Like, you know, you've got Ants Marching and, you know, So Much to Say, which are very catchy songs. But you've also got, you know, ones like Madman's Eyes that are just kind of the band bearing down and playing hard. So it was a mix of that stuff out there. And they also did a couple of cover songs. They did David Bowie's Let's Dance. They did Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself, the Sly Stone thing. They did Word Up by Cameo.
Oh,
so
wow.
They were having fun.
What a unique surprise coming out of Dave Matthews Band. All right, we're talking with Keith Spira about the first weekend of Jazz Fest. Light crowds comparatively Thursday and Friday, big crowds Saturday and Sunday. We'll find out who's going to be drawing the biggest crowds next weekend when we come back after this check on WWL Traffic. Talking about Jazz Fest in the between two weekend hiatus for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, Keith Spira trying to get caught up on his sleep and his energy before weekend number two begins on Thursday. Of course, the entertainment reporter for NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, and the New Orleans Advocate. Keith, weekend number two will be here before we know it. Now with 8 full days being the norm, Thursday to Sunday, both weekends. What does this coming weekend at Jazz Fest hold?
Well, I think the second weekend, you know, it's kind of like on The Price is Right, where a lot of the contestants pass on the first showcase in the showcase showdown and wait for the second.
All right.
I think a lot of people are going to be rolling in for the second weekend. It's going to be consistently bigger crowds across the board. You know, the big one will be Pearl Jam on Saturday, obviously, but the act you were just playing there on the radio, Luke Combs, should do a pretty decent crowd on Friday as well. He's the big country star this year, and he's been at Jazz Fest before. He knows the drill. He did a good crowd last time, so I suspect folks will come out again to see him this coming Friday.
And that seemed like, for at least early on in the evolution of Jazz Fest, there was less emphasis on some of these big country stars. And in recent years, we've been seeing more of that. And word seems to be getting out that you can see some of the top country performers at Jazz Fest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the norm now is to have at least one big country artist. This year, they had two. They both fell on, you know, on the Fridays, Casey Musgraves this past year and Luke Combs now. But yeah, that's been part of the festival's overall expansion into, you know, genres of music that they didn't used to have, i.e. they didn't used to have big pop stars. You know, the Katy Perrys of the world didn't used to play here. You know, yesterday they had Burna Boy, the Afropop star from Nigeria. You know, 9 days ago, he played to 80,000 people at the stadium in Paris. You know, he's the first African star to sell out that big stadium in Paris. And, you know, 9 days later, he's out there at Congo Square. So they did not used to have those sort of big Afropop stars either. So they've definitely expanded the type of big acts they have, and I think it's working out well for them.
Yeah, you talked about Luke Combs Friday, Pearl Jam Saturday. Of course, Thursday, I guess Santana would be the headliner, right?
Yeah, and, you know, he had to cancel a couple of shows recently. He was having some health issues, but, you know, so far he's still on track to play at Jazz Fest on Thursday. And Thursday's another one of those discounted ticket days. So if you're a Louisiana resident, you can buy a ticket in advance for $50 plus fees. At the gate, it's $60 plus fees. So that's, you know.
Yeah, that's significant
savings. And Morris Day and the Time, Cage the Elephant, all the other acts that day. It's a pretty good deal.
And then the show closes, as it has been the last few years, with Trombone Shorty traditionally. Lenny Kravitz also playing Sunday.
Yeah, and Trombone Shorty was in Lenny Kravitz's band for a while back in the day. So the fact that they're back-to-back on the main stage, I suspect you'll see one or the other sitting in with the other guy's band.
All right. One word, Keith. Lozenge. We'll let you rest your voice. We've been making you talk too much after all that singing along out at the fairgrounds. Thanks, Keith. We appreciate it. We'll be looking forward to weekend number two and your reviews of everything out at the fairgrounds. Have a good one.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. We're back after this to talk about how to pick the next pope.